Hello, Marco Werman here, host of the daily public radio news program, The World. Each week on the show, we feature really cool music from all over the globe. And every Friday, we share it here with you on our Global Hit podcast. Here are some of our stories from this week. Following a dream. That's what singer Kati was doing when she moved from her native Cape Verde to Portugal, and it seems to have paid off. This year she put out her first solo album. We caught up with Kati recently and asked her to pick a track from the album and tell us about it.
I'm choosing Caminho, which is the title of the album, because it's a song that talks about immigration and it's the reality of the people of Cape Verde. We immigrate a lot, we risk and go after our dreams. So this music talks about that. I am an immigrant myself because I live in Portugal. And I have a lot of family over the world, and I think we are here in this world, we should all get together, and that makes us all stronger. I think with music you can spread the message, and it's so important that you talk about things that matters. I talk about a lot about peace of mind. If you're in peace with yourself, you'll be in peace with the world.
For the musician we're going to hear from next, there's power in going by just one name. She's a rocker known simply as El Huri. For the record, her full name is Cecilia Villar El Huri. Born in Ecuador, grew up in Manhattan, and check this out. When she was 12, she started a Rolling Stones cover band. She was also playing gigs at CBGB's. Fast forward to today, here's a track from El Huri's latest album. The song is called Nunca Volveré, which means I'll never go back. El Huri stopped by our studios recently to talk about her music. What are you singing about here?
Actually, this is an immigrant's tale.
Mm.
It's about when people leave a country or their home and find that they can't return. So I'm saying, sigo adelante, I'm moving forward, but I will never forget because I can't go back. And it's really dedicated to people that are, you know, immigrants and refugees and all that.
The lyrics in Nunca Volveré aren't a literal take on El Huri's own story, but you can definitely hear influences stemming from her whole family's immigrant experience in the song. So on that, we hear the rock influence, but I kind of hear also some threads leading back to your mother and her Lebanese roots, that kind of convivencia where Arab and Moorish and Spanish sounds all kind of collided in this happy way. So is that where you were going with that?
Oh, absolutely. No question. And, you know, my father's from Spain. Rumba flamenco is in there. And my Arabic side, my mother's side, the Lebanese roots, I was just digging deeply and going there with this song and the arrangements. And I went there and just kept going.
As I hear you talk about your music, it strikes me that it contrasts pretty sharply with a lot of Latin hip-hop and, you know, the reggaeton, which gets so kind of taken away from the roots and the tradition that you start to almost forget exactly where it comes from or what it is. You seem to straddle the past and the present and even a little bit of the future in a very elegant way. Are you kind of a carrier of a torch for the past?
That's so gracious of you, first of all, and gives me chills that you say that. I really appreciate that. I feel like I'm a bridge about everything. A bridge culturally with, you know, being an immigrant, but being fully assimilated, a bridge to different cultures because that's my roots, a bridge musically. So I guess I live in that middle. And, you know, I love Led Zeppelin. You know, but
who doesn't? But, well, actually, I know a few people don't, but I love. Yeah,
but I also love the clave. So, you know, why can't they coexist? Why can't we cultures coexist? Why can't we, you know, celebrate differences? And you know, so that's part of my music and my life.
Let's close with your tune "El Viento." Tell me about the song.
The song is really an honorary song to like our parents and our grandparents that would go to these great, you know, ballroom dances and things like that of their day. And I don't know, I just felt really deeply into the Latin, the guido and the clave. I also wanted an electric tres, which doesn't exist. Mm. So I built this instrument with my great luthier, and he thinks I'm crazy, but he humors me. So I was like, this is a Cuban tres, which is an acoustic instrument, and I want an electric version. So we kind of constructed it.
The album is called La Lucha, El Jury. Thank you very much for coming in. Really lovely to meet you.
Mil gracias para ti.
He had white horses and ladies by the score.
The lyrics sound like they might be about a crusader who once rode through the Ottoman Empire, but all composer Greg Lake could remember was that the chord progression gave him the feel of a medieval song, and he came up with the words around that idea. We got the news yesterday that Greg Lake died at the age of 69. He was a guitarist, singer, and songwriter for English prog rock outfits King Crimson and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And this song, Lucky Man, he composed when he got his first guitar at the age of 12. As he explained in his biography, he was lucky. He grew up in a poor family, but when he asked his mom for that guitar, she said yes. Greg Lake never wrote down the words to Lucky Man. He committed them to memory as a boy. And years later, when Emerson, Lake, and Palmer put out their first album in 1970, Lucky Man was one of the hits. Okay, for prog rock, it was a hit. It reached the top 20 in the Netherlands. You've been listening to the world's global hit podcast. To find out more about our program and other news and culture features, head over to PRI.org. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.